Jesus is so worthy to be praised and worthy to be lifted up.
That's what it says. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Matthew 7 says, judge not, lest you judge. And then he goes on to tell you to judge righteously. Matthew 18 tells us to judge righteously. 1 Corinthians 5 tells us to judge the body. Matthew 18 tells us to judge the body. 2 Thess 3 tells us to judge the body. This is the mantra of American churchianity. They say, don't judge me, as they walk by and judge us for what they think is wrong. Well, if you're not supposed to judge, you shouldn't judge us.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to judge unrighteously. You're supposed to judge righteously. That's what the Bible says. So here's what we're going to do, because we're dealing with a so-called Christian crowd here. We're going to go right to the Holy Scriptures, and we're going to work through Scripture. Matthew 5, 43 through 48, Jesus' words. Ye have heard that it hath been said, that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them that which love you, what reward have ye? But not the publicans the same. If ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do that? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So the Bible tells us to love our enemies. How do you love your enemies? You tell them the truth. You tell them that unless they turn from their sin and their worldly ways, and in your case, unless you turn from false churchianity, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So loving God is keeping his commandments. It's not your fleshly, false, feminized American church culture way. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Jesus didn't command music shows. Jesus didn't command worldly lives. Jesus didn't command your churchianity systems mixed with the world and feminism, materialism. So we love our enemies, and we love those by telling them the truth. And Jesus said right there in Matthew 5, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. What does that mean? Over 30 times it tells us in the New Testament to be perfect. Perfect means that you are fully mature and complete. Jesus tells you to be fully mature and complete. And guess what? You're not complete and mature as you're practicing man-made traditions. My sign talks about Mark 7, 6 through 9. Jesus said it himself. You're worshiping God in vain as you keep all of your man-made traditions. So I'm reading right from the scriptures, expounding from the Holy Word of God, and I see I don't get any different response than when I just preach and teach and lift up my voice from people that claim Jesus. So the Bible says, be ye perfect. That means repenting of your sin and walking in holiness to be sanctified by God. But this is not a holy event, neighbor. This is not a biblical event, neighbor. You can look up our testing of City on a Hill. We call it Sin on a Hill. You can look up our testing and see why. There's a 10-point test and the biblical gospel there that I just preached to lovingly show you that you're wasting your time. You're not worshiping God here. This is entertainment. A man that just came up and asked me my testimony, he said, you're right. This is entertainment. This isn't worship. We had many people confirm yesterday, this is not worship. This is entertainment. And so to be ye perfect, you have to walk in the doctrines of Jesus Christ and the apostles. 2 Thess 2:15 said, Paul said, keep the traditions I've handed down. You're not keeping Paul's traditions in this carnal fleshly offering of sin on a hill. You're not keeping Paul's or Jesus' traditions in your Sunday church system that's mingled with paganism, worldliness, and carnality. So it's loving to just tell you to test yourself. 1 Thess 5 says to test all things. You can make a video, sir. You don't have to hide it. Not a problem. It's a public place. Can I give you a gospel card?
Sure. Give it to
me. I love you, man. This is not biblical Christianity. Test yourself. Go deep in the Word of God. Your pastors and priests haven't trained you enough to see the difference between holy biblical worship, actually worship. Worship is actually not like an event you do. You know what it is? It's your everyday life lived. And it's very hypocritical of people to worship God in a building on Sunday, then go watch the Packers right after that. That's worldly, carnal, violent, covetous, rowdy.
But why can't we engage in that if our top priority is Jesus?
You can't. There's no light. There's no darkness in God. He's light. There's no lies. The Bible says avoid all appearance of evil. The Bible says be holy in all your conduct. Here's the thing, young man. If your heart wants that, I doubt that it's been transformed by the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit of God in you, what's he going to produce? Worldliness? Desire for worldliness? Or desire for holiness and righteousness? And here's another question to ask yourself as you partake in this. What do you think heaven's going to be like? You think there's going to be Packer football? You think there's going to be worldly millionaires standing on a stage? You think there's going to be all of this carnality? No. So you should, if you claim to be of Jesus today, you should be living today like that is to come. Because guess what, sir? Jesus is coming to destroy everything that's not of the Father. The denominational church systems, he's going to destroy them. Politics, he's going to destroy them. Entertainment and sports, he's going to destroy them. 2 Thess 1, he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God. I contend these people don't know God. They know a false Jesus. And those who don't obey the gospel. The gospel's on the card there, and on the other side is a whole bunch of points of why the church systems are false. And Jesus said we must be in spirit and truth. Test yourself. My email's on there if I can ever help you.
So what do you call your, because everyone, you know, there's Catholics, there's Baptists.
There's one church, the Ecclesia, the called out ones. We're part of that one body. We don't belong to a denomination or a flavor. That's all made of man. Name a denomination, I'll tell you when it started, and it wasn't Jesus who started it.
Does Jewish count?
I'm sorry?
Does Jewish count?
No, because they are Antichrist. The Jews don't believe Jesus was the Messiah.
But didn't Jesus practice Jew?
Jesus practiced Torah law, and then when he came, he brought the new covenant, and today they don't believe Jesus is the Messiah, so they're actually an Antichrist type of spirit. So the Jewish faith of the Torah has been passed away. We don't keep Torah today. We keep some pre-Torah things, and then we keep the new covenant, but it doesn't match and line up to the new, the churchianity today, keeping pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. If your life is worldly in any way, you're to flee from it. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They're not, Jesus didn't lead you here. Jesus doesn't lead you to the Packers. Jesus doesn't lead you into pride and vanity. Jesus doesn't lead you into living like the world with Netflix and all of that. So you're not being led by Jesus and all that. You're being led by your flesh. And the Bible says in Romans 8, you can't please God in your flesh. So consider all that. My website would bless you with lots of articles for free. We don't charge to worship God. That's another thing Jesus made a whip for in John 2. This is the charging to worship God, making millionaires. John Crowder is going to be here, the music whore John Crowder. Ask me why I call him. Were you here yesterday?
Yeah.
Ask me why I call him a music whore.
Well, because they sell it.
Do women sell their bodies and men sell their bodies? Are they called whores in the Bible? It's a Bible word. Yeah. So people get mad when I use that word. They say, oh, there's children here. Don't let your children read the Bible, because that word whore is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay? So is the word breast. I'm sorry, you don't hear me quoted a lot, but it is in there. There's a lot of things in there that are amazing. But here's the thing. Crowder is a multimillionaire, and he's actually linked to Roman Catholicism. He believes in lectovino prayer. He believes in mysticism and contemplative prayer. And they've got Crowder here. This is what I'm telling you. They had Skillet, who plays at Hellfest. They're a demonic, corrupt band. John Cooper is a hooligan. Go look up what that word means. He is one. Yesterday was Casting Crowns, another millionaire whore people that are linked to the world. Last year it was Chris Tomlin. Maybe you heard it. I caught Chris Tomlin on the sidewalk last year. He sang here. I stood out the gate and called him, Chris, come on out. He didn't come out. Oh, Chris Tomlin doesn't have time for the street preacher of righteousness. I catch him walking by my van on the sidewalk. You can go see the video on my website. Chris, I love you. He goes, yeah? He's from here to that man over there. I said, yeah, I love you, Chris. I waited till he got across the street so he didn't feel like I was threatening him. I said, Chris. He turns around. I said, Chris, I love you. And he's like, okay. I said, why are you lying to people with false gospels? Why are you united to Roman Catholicism, which he is? He goes and does their conferences. Why did you go on Joyce Meyer? I don't know if I said that one to him, but on my testing it says that. Chris, why are you selling the gospel, making yourself a millionaire, lifting yourself up? You know what he did? You think he loved me and came over and opened the Bible?
Probably said nothing.
He goes, and he walked away.
Well, he sees a lot of it.
Jesus, a lot of people bringing him truth and calling him out? I don't think so. He sees a lot of people wanting autographs. I didn't want his autograph.
Well, I mean, just in his eyes.
Jesus said in John 13, this will be the sign to the world, your love for each other. I loved you and I gave you a whole bunch of truth. Is this your wife?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're siblings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, yeah. I loved you and told you truth. Now you got to go test yourself and examine yourself and see that if you're here calling this worship, if you're following the church system, if your life is worldly in any way, if you're not a Bree and studying the scriptures to seek that which is approved of God and fleeing from everything else, you're not going to make it in the kingdom of heaven. We don't make it by our works, but the shed blood of Jesus and the new life in us and the Holy Spirit. Guess what? He's not going to leave you in any sin. John 16 says he teaches you all truth. You won't find one Bible verse that condones or promotes or allows any sin. Adam and Eve got thrown out for how many sins?
One.
In Leviticus 10, two men were killed when they said, God, we're going to bring you our kind of offering and worship we want to bring. Mm-hmm. Made them into charcoal briquettes. Fire came down. In Acts 5, this one kind of sends the evangelical world that just cries, grace, grace, grace. In Acts 5, is that after Jesus came and rose again and grace had come?
Acts
5?
Yeah.
Who did he kill and who did God kill in Acts chapter 5? A man and a woman.
Yeah.
A husband and a wife. What did he kill them for? One lie. They lied about money. So you should see the seriousness of sin and how one sin that you don't forsake. You keep sin. See, Jesus doesn't cover. Here, you need another one of those? You took his? I gave you another one. Jesus doesn't cover any sin you don't forsake and leave. If you carry it around with you, it's on you on Judgment Day. Test yourself. We love you. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.